I'll ask each of the panelists to come up, starting with Eileen. Let me just say that I want to object to this last comment about hers being the toughest job in the country. I've decided being moderator when Michael Mandel is on a panel is the toughest job in the country.
Well, I think the final statement probably stands of the young man who spoke. And I've got to be really quick, and there's so many. The gentleman before you, we could start our day all over again, couldn't we, with what was suggested in the Toronto Law School's symposium. I read much of what was discussed that day. Let me just say quickly to the lady who spoke about John Polanyi's article. I read it, and let me tell you. And I can't believe I'm going to disagree with Ursula Franklin, but I'm going to. Yes, I'm a member of parliament, and I am an idealist. And I am a member of parliament because I started being a protester against the war in Vietnam. And there are many people who run for public life who do believe that we can infuse a system, that there are small victories, and maybe you're not going to change the world in a week, but there are small victories, and we do input the process, and many of you input it through us, which is why you elected us and sent us there. And yes, I am an idealist. Yes, you may wave your hand, but I am proud of that. And I also think what I do, and the gentleman who's been a professor for 42 years makes very clear, now retired, I believe it was you, sir, if not someone who spoke very close to you, that it is very important that you have different sources of information. And that is very true of my job, that I never think that all of the gospel comes out of that line department, and that I somehow, at the end of 12 or 14-hour days, and they are that, and I love it, I'm not complaining, but that is what they are, I get to my reading, whether it's on planes or home, from alternate sources. But I would put that same onus on all of you. You, too, must look at other sources of information other than just the ones that you most instinctively hit a chord with, because that onus is on all of us in this information era. On C-36, sorry, the specific question on C-36, why am I concerned about your security? Why is the government of Canada concerned? Because that's our job. And you may not like it, but Canada is not an island, and I hear that reflected in some of your comments. This is a wonderful country. This is a country of tolerance and understanding. We celebrate our multiculturalism. We are ready, whether you don't like globalization, we are ready for it because we're already there. We don't have the difficulties of the ethnocentrism of other countries, and I can't even conceive of why a lawyer would tell you that this is a plot, because we've just been waiting for this up in Ottawa at night, doing these evil things, getting ready for a wonderful terrorist attack so we could leap and do all of these extravagant, punitive types of actions. I mean, it's beyond me. It is conspiracy beyond anybody thought. Anyway, I don't think I can answer that to say that we aren't an island, but we still are the best invention of a country. And I do think the homelessness issue was mentioned, and I'll get partisan here and say that in Barrie, Simcoe, Bradford, we have had homelessness funds come in for a permanent new Salvation Army facility for men can stay for now 12 months while they get an opportunity. We have had money come in for Elizabeth Fry, and I, as a member of Parliament, because I'm an idealist, have worked very hard, and I'm very proud of my government for that. So, yeah, we're still doing a lot of good things. Thank you. Yeah.